AP News, I'm Hayup Anjwani. Polls are beginning to close around the country, and the AP has reported that Joe Biden has won the Democratic presidential nominating contest in Iowa. North Carolina officials had to activate emergency robocalls earlier today to correct voting misinformation from a radio station serving a western part of its state. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
North Carolina's State Board of Elections says that WKYK, based in Burnsville, North Carolina, reported incorrectly that voting precincts had closed and that residents around Yancey County would have to vote instead at the County Board of Elections office. The North Carolina State Board of Elections says that the false information appeared to be an honest but unfortunate mistake. Within 30 minutes of the radio report, the county's emergency management office used a subscription-based public safety mass messaging system to issue the correct information. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In an AP interview, San Francisco resident Charlie Goss says he's worried about the ages of the two main candidates, President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump.
It's important to be on top of your information, on your facts, to be able to administer and manage the job well. So I do have concerns about Biden's age and also, frankly, Trump's age.
And at the White House briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president wants to see credit card late fees lowered.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is slashing credit card late fees from an average of $32 down to $8. This will save consumers $10 billion a year, an average savings of $220 for the 45 million people who are charged late fees each year.
Egyptian officials say Gaza ceasefire talks have failed to achieve a breakthrough, even with the Muslim holy month of Ramadan just a few days away. Aid groups say it's become nearly impossible to deliver supplies within Gaza because of difficulty coordinating with the Israeli military. This is AP News. Independent Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona announced she won't run for a second term. She left the Democratic Party late last year, saying she doesn't fit into the two-party system. She shared her reasoning on social media.
It's all or nothing. The outcome, less important than beating the other guy. The only political victories that matter these days are symbolic. Attacking your opponents on cable news or social media. Compromise is a dirty word. We've arrived at that crossroad. And we chose anger and division.
Sinema's departure from the race now avoids a three-way contest in one of the most closely watched Senate races of the year. Arizona is not holding an election today. At a news conference, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Fritch Fire Chief Zeb Smith, who died from his injuries suffered while fighting a structure fire, put his own life on the line to save the property of others.
That is what Texas heroism is all about.
That audio courtesy of KVII-TV. I'm Hayup Anjwani, AP News.